Yo, this your boy Young Mills, checking in on this nice, sunny, clean, clear Sunday. It's a blessing to see another day. Definitely got to give thanks and praises to the Most High. I hope everybody out here is, you know, feeling good and relaxed, you know, just chilling on this nice Sunday. I don't know where you are, but I appreciate you guys listening to me. I really do appreciate it. But I definitely want to... we're going to jump right into it. But first, we're going to start off with a quick verse of today. Ephesians 4, verse 32. It said, instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others just as God forgave you because of Christ. So, everyone has one life. You have one life. You don't want to spend your whole entire time on this earth holding grudges and, you know, letting it linger and stuff like that. You know, because some people can be mad at a person for decades. And I don't, you know, I get it, but I don't get it. You know, but again, you know, there's nothing wrong with forgiving a person and just moving on. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that you ain't gonna be angry at the situation, but at the end of the day, you still got to, you know, forgive the person. Forgive the person. I'm not saying it's wrong to forgive a person, because some people are thinking like, well, that person did it. You gotta forgive the person. You gotta forgive them. Forgive and forget. Oh yeah. By the way, you know, on this Sunday. Oh, that's all I had to say about that. You know, remember, continue to keep God first. Continue to pray without ceasing. You know, it's hard. Out here, it's very hard out here. So, you know, continue to keep praying and continue to keep the faith, trust. Everything be just fine. I know it's God. Know it's hard out here. You know, life ain't nobody said life is gonna be easy. No way. You know, but you gotta continue to keep praying to keep it moving. You know. But I'm home. You know. I'm, right now, I'm watching I got Madagascar on, you know, movies are classic. But enough about that. So we're going to jump right into it. There was another mass shooting. So prayers out to the friends and family and friends of the people that was caught in the mix of this in Texas. Wow. 8 people got killed, 7 got injured. The gunman is killed. This is very sad. Very sad. Ignorant, ridiculous, pitiful, sad, stupid, whatever, you know, word you come up with. I am so tired of all these shootings. Unnecessary. Unnecessary. You know, you got to be like, people will say, well, what happened? What did you do? Look, I'm tired of it. Okay? Me and I'm pretty sure other millions of people feel the same way. Enough is enough. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You can't. You go to the mall. You go to Walmart, Target, church, grocery store, movies, wherever. There's a crowd. You should be able to go to these places and not having to worry if I got a duck or not. Get behind something. You know, barricade myself in. Like, it's ridiculous. No one should have to feel that way. But there are people that actually feel that way. Because there's so much stuff going on and it's so consistent with it. The shootings. Especially in crowds like that. 8 people. 7 people. 15, 20, 30. Come on now. Come on. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I don't know what else to say. I really don't know too much to say. I really don't. This is a sad, wicked place we're living in. A sad, wicked place we're living in. I know. I get it. We are living in end times. I know. We are living in end times. So for all my listeners out there that don't quite understand what I mean, Jesus is coming back. So I'm gonna need for you guys, you know, my listeners, again, I appreciate for you guys listening to me, to, you know, repent. I'm gonna need all my listeners to do that. All of them. I need every last one of my listeners to do that. This is the time that you need to be doing that. You know, God want to hear from you. You know, I done made mistakes in my life just like you have made mistakes in your life. But see, I repented and I got to move on. I can't just, you know what I mean, confess that I did those things. And this is what you need to do also. So all my listeners need to do the exact same thing. You know? Yeah. You know, these shootings is crazy. These shootings are really crazy. But again, prayers out to the family, man, to the friends, and anyone else who knows these people. You know, prayers out to the people that's, you know, been hospitalized, you know, fighting, you know, to get right. Man, I really don't know what else to say, man. This is crazy. This is crazy. As a matter of fact, no, it's been crazy. It's been out of hand. It's been out of pocket. It's all that. This ain't just started today or yesterday. No, it's been like that. I'm tired of hearing about these shootings. I'm tired of hearing about this stuff being consistent. This stuff is so consistent. And it's ridiculous. And it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way. People, I don't understand why. Like, it's unnecessary. Like, again and again, prayers out to the family and friends. Prayers out. The next thing, you know, I want to get into is it's pretty much the same thing, you know, this transgender thing going on. I still feel the same way. I don't hate you guys, you know, for being that way, but I have a problem with it at the end of the day. But let me say this. Matt Walsh was at this place. I don't remember what place. I don't know where he was at, but I know he was just speaking to a lot of people. A transgender stood up and asked him some questions. And then when Matt turned around and asked the transgender a question, they pause. So the question was that, okay, for first the transgender is an EMT, you know, ambulance, whatever. The question was asked if a male, if they had to help a male, and, you know, pretty much, you know, saying if he was pregnant. The transgender got quiet real quick. I'm gonna need you guys to understand. I need everyone to understand. Okay? I need you to understand. There are two genders. Stop making it seem like it's more than one. God created two genders. It was never a third. It's never a fourth. It was never in between. There are one, two genders. Male, female, female, male. That's it. It shouldn't be nobody getting on YouTube. It shouldn't nobody be on Instagram live. It shouldn't nobody be on TikTok live. And no Facebook live. No one should be on no live talking crazy and messing people's minds up. People like that, their minds is gone. It's gone. Because they was led to believe that it's multiple genders. They was led to believe that what they was doing is correct. What they was doing is right. It's the best thing for them. Don't listen to what they got to say. Listen to what I got to say. No matter how stupid I sound, I want you to still listen to me. Go out here in the world and have them. And now you up here, you know, tampon and you know, Budweiser. And, you know, now they, you know, supporting this person. Now they want to give them a deal and give them, cut them checks and all this stuff. And it's crazy. So now on that note, now they're losing customers because this is the crap you want to pull. And now you want to continue to make commercials trying to bring people back in. Nah, it ain't going to work that way. You messed up. You messed up. You know, a lot of people ain't feeling that transgender mess. And now you want to hop on board because you see the traction that this person is getting. So now you want to hop on board. And come on now, do better. Y'all are $1 billion corporation. You want to put money into this nonsense? Y'all could have been good and kept rolling if y'all wouldn't have put no money into this stupidity. So now you cutting checks to this person. Now they getting paid for being, but doing something wrong. Wow. Make it make sense. Wow. Do better, guys. Do better. But I don't really have, you know, too much to say today. Just had to hop on and, you know, just as a conversation. But it's still the same. I still feel the same way about the shootings. I feel the same way about this transgender nonsense. You know, stay away from people's kids. Because you could get hurt. Because people is not playing this. They're not playing it. They know right from wrong. You guys know better. See, the kids don't know any better. It's sad that you got to put this in front of a child and try to lead these kids to believing that this is what a man's supposed to look like. That's sad. That's that devil bull crap. So now you want to try to... Come on now. Don't mess these kids' minds up with this stupidity. Don't do that. Stay away from people's kids. If this is what you want to do, then do that mess over there somewhere. But don't try to bring nobody else's kids down with you. You want to be screwed up, so now you want to bring other people's kids screwed up? Nah. Get yourself together. You got time to repent, though. Go ahead. Repent now. Go ahead. You need to. You see, it's like you're so far in it. It's like, it's kind of like smoking. You're so far in it, you don't even want to quit. It's crazy. Anyway, I hope everyone has a blessed Sunday. It's nice out. Go out, get some fresh air. You know, relax. Don't do a whole lot because, you know, tomorrow's, you know, start the work day. So everyone relax, chill, you know. walk around the mall a little bit, go to the park, you know, get a little lunch, something like that, because I'm hungry myself. So yeah, everybody go out there and do your thing, man. Relax, chill, stay blessed, stay safe, stay prayed up, keep God first always. Just had to hop on, just a little conversation, you know. My feelings ain't gonna change towards this nonsense. You know, all these shootings is going on, killing innocent people. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. Unnecessary. You know, these transgenders out here that's just trying to bring these kids and want them to follow them. That's stupid. That's nonsense. It's unnecessary. It's just pure ignorance. And it's sad. But anyway, this your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. Stay blessed. We out.